ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
This is literally one I did not think we were going to get because we wanted to reach for the stars, literally, and talk to an astronaut, and we have found one. Victor Glover, who is an astronaut at NASA, joins us. How are you, Victor?
I am great. Thanks, Gabby. It is great to talk to you.
Victor, how many times have you been to outer space?
I've been to space one long time. I got to go live on the space station for 167 days.
Wow. So talk us through, first of all, the training that goes into it before you're even allowed to go to space.
Yeah, and it's good that you put it that way. You know, there are levels to the training. So we show up as, coming from whatever our backgrounds are, medicine, science, the military, education, all the different walks of life that we get people from, and you go through the basic astronaut candidate training. And essentially, the goal of astronaut candidate training is so that you can be assignable to a mission. That training takes 2 years, maybe even a little over 2 years.
Wow.
And you learn to spacewalk, do robotics, learn all of the complex systems of the International Space Station. You learn to gabarit paruski. We all speak a little Russian. And
wow.
We have to learn how to operate the robotic. Yeah, pretty neat. One of my favorite parts of the training, actually.
Wow.
Toughest
all right.
part academically, for sure. And then when that's all done, you're assignable. That's when you become an astronaut. You get your astronaut pin. And then once you're assigned a mission, then you start the specific training for that mission, which can be anywhere from 1 to 3 years.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
A lot of training.
It's a lot, isn't
Lots
it?
Lots of training.
This is such a broad and open-ended question, but you lived in space for more than 3 months. What's it like living in space?
Wow. You know, that is such an open-ended question because I could answer it in terms of, like, just the daily logistics or in terms of, like, the psychological impact, you know, but all of it, I think, is just, it's undergirded by the awesomeness. Like, truly, that word is overused, but awe. Like, you're constantly aware. You're in an environment. I was in an environment that I was not used to being in. For 44 years, I've been used to gravity pulling toward my feet. If I'm standing up, you know, toward the center of the earth, if I let something go, it falls. And all that has literally been turned on its head. I slept in the overhead, which you would call the ceiling. And so every day when I woke up and I first saw the space station, it was upside down. At night when I went to bed, my last view, it was upside down. And when I moved around big boxes of stuff, it was really light because we were in weightlessness. And so that just, you know, that permeates through everything.
What everyday thing was the hardest to do in space? Because I've seen videos of astronauts trying to wash their hair or trying to even pour water or something of those similar things that you do so easily on Earth. What was the hardest everyday activity that you had to endure?
The hardest thing to do, I would say, is using the bathroom. That is really, oh yeah, imagine sort of your toilet, the water, plus a vacuum.
that's a lot to take in.
I won't get any more gross than that, but it's challenging. It's that it requires so much concentration. Where again, for 44 or maybe 43 years prior to that, you know, going to the bathroom can generally be a time where you kind of zone out. You know, you might read your paper or whatever people do. You know, you can zone out. In space, it is one of the things you have to concentrate on the most, because if it goes bad, it goes really badly.
Wow. This is probably a bit vulgar, Victor, but where does it go? Does it get just sucked out into space and then just kind of
drifts off,
floating around in the atmosphere for all eternity?
No, that's a great question. And it, this answer may not make you all happy, and all your listeners that want to be astronauts may rethink their life priorities and goals at this point. So the solid waste goes into a bag, and we stuff it in a big canister until we're done, and then we cap it. It's airtight, and we throw those away. They go into a cargo vehicle. Eventually, they go in as with the rest of the trash, and it burns up in the atmosphere when we finally refill it and release it.
Oh.
The liquid waste, however,
wow.
The liquid waste is mixed with a chemical solution that is mainly acid, and then it has a liquid gas separator, and it goes through all these other special machines that are essentially are like magic, and then clean drinking water comes out of it.
No!
Yeah. We reclaim upwards of 80% of our liquids. Now that's from everything, from the urine, from sweat, from our, as we speak, the moisture that comes out of our mouths as we talk. Any other liquids on the station, our air conditioning system pulls them in, and we reclaim all that moisture. We're at about 80%. We need to do better than that, though, to go to Mars, obviously. But going to Mars, we're going to have to perfect that technique. So, I heard someone say, it was my colleague, Mike Fossum, a great but wise and funny gentleman, and he said, we turn yesterday's coffee into tomorrow's coffee.
So great.
Hey, so... And to finish that answer, so here's the other half of that. The other side of that coin is, what's the hardest thing that you don't do? Mike Hopkins, my Dragon commander and colleague up there for that 5.5 months, said, one of the things you miss is that on Earth you have random occurrences. You're walking down the hallway and you bump into someone. Or if I get done with something early, like today, before I came here, I was flying. But between now and my flight, I got to call my wife and just say, hey, I'm back and just checking on you. In space, you don't really get those random things. You know, you might get some free time back and be able to do something like call home. But in space, everything is very scripted. So one of the hardest things not to do is to have sort of those casual random events with people. You know, bumping into a colleague at work. You don't get that up there. There are no surprises. Mm. And actually, it's amazing how big of a part of your day that is.
Yeah.
Incredible. Victor, it's just been so great to meet you this morning. Victor Glover, a real-life NASA astronaut, spent how many days, did you say, at the International Space Station?
167 at the space station, and then several hours in our spacecraft, the Crew Dragon Resilience. So almost 168 days in space.
But who's counting, huh?
Richard, we got an astronaut on this morning. It's been so great to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Cliffo, Gabby, thank you. It's been great talking to you both.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.